Okay, good morning, everybody. Have you guys been enjoying the breakout series so far? Okay, let's just do a little bit of a recap. Week one, breakout anxiety. We just spoke about how to break free from anxiety. Week two, breakout of fear. Also, awesome series, just breaking out of fear and how to deal with that. Last week, I believe Pastor Debbie spoke an excellent service on how to break out of depression. And today, break out of temptation. So there's something I need you guys to think about. What would you do if you were invisible for a day? Think about it, and I'm going to call on a few people to tell me. So if you were invisible for one day, what would you do? Okay. Who's going to be brave enough and come tell us what you would do for if you were invisible for one day?
I'd go spy on Debbie and see what she does every day, because that's fun.
That's pretty cool. I'd like to do that too. Anybody else?
I'd sleep in class.
Sleep in class?
Yeah.
Okay. Sleep in class. Anybody else?
If I was invisible, I'd check what Zuma does during the day. Just to see it.
Okay. I would do a number of things if I was invisible. All right. I would go to all of my rich friends' houses and play all of the video games. I would go to, like, every single restaurant and eat all of the food. But they wouldn't know it while I was there, so I'd be eating it. I don't know. Like, listen to all of the music. I could steal James' phone and, like, listen to all of his music. And you wouldn't know where the phone is. You'd think he misplaced it.
If I were invisible for a day, I would sneak on a plane and travel around the whole world.
Awesome. So now, think about it. Think about what everybody said. And isn't it amazing how we all went to the wrong thing, eh? Like stealing somebody's phone and listening to his music all day. And getting onto a plane without paying and traveling the world. I mean, isn't it amazing how we automatically just go to the wrong thing? So here's a definition of the word temptation. Temptation is the desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise. So today, we've got a couple of stories that we want to look at. The story of Joseph, David, and Jesus, and how they were tempted. So, we're going to hand out some of these. I'm just going to read it first. So, the temptation, David's temptation. In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. And David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of his palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "She is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite." Then David sent messages to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. Then she went back home. The woman conceived and sent word to David, saying, "I am pregnant." Okay, now there's three questions around this. Why do you think the temptation was really tough to handle? What helped David get defeated by temptation? And what did David do when he was tempted? Now, here's another story about Joseph and his temptation. Now, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an Egyptian official, bought him. When Potiphar saw that the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in everything he did, Potiphar put him in charge of his household and entrusted everything he owned to his care. And the Lord blessed the household because of Joseph. Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care, and he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well built and handsome, and after a while his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants were inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. Now, same questions. Why do you think the temptation was really tough to handle? What helped Joseph to have victory over temptation? And what did Joseph do when he was tempted? So just look at what's on your table, and we're going to have a short discussion. You guys can write a few things down, and then afterwards we'll call you up to share. Who's got the David ones? Okay, just share one point of each question.
So when it says, why do you think the temptation was really hard, was really tough to handle? We said he was the king, and so he thought that he could do what he wanted. And then the second question was, what helped David get defeated by temptation? And it was that it was that David didn't think about the consequences that followed. And what did David do when he was tempted? He carried on trying to satisfy his desires and didn't think about stopping the bad things he was doing and the consequences that followed.
Okay, next group.
Why do you think temptation was really tough to handle? Because the woman was really beautiful, because obviously no one can resist a beautiful woman. What up, David, to get defeated by temptation, knowing the difference between good and wrong. Okay. What did David do when he was tempted? He decided to do what was right, which was walking away.
Lessons from David. He was not where he was supposed to be. A time when the kings were off to war. Back in the day, when David was king, he was supposed to be out in the battlefield with all the soldiers. But in this story, he wasn't. He was back at the palace, chilling, relaxing. He got up from sleeping in the afternoon. He was lazy. So he wasn't only just staying at home, but he was being lazy. Sleeping in the afternoon, just doing as he pleased. And then he did everything possible to cover up his sin. If you actually read the whole passage of that, after he found out that she was pregnant, he tried to have her husband killed. He sent him out into the battlefield so he could be killed, so he could take her as his wife, because now she was pregnant. So he did everything he could to cover up his sin. Okay. Who's got the Joseph stories? One person from each table.
Why do you think the temptation was really tough to handle? Joseph was in charge of everything first, and the Potiphar's wife kept on pestering Joseph. Number two, what helped Joseph to have victory over temptation? First, it was God, and Joseph was very loyal to his master. Number three, what did Joseph do when he was tempted? Joseph was running away from the wife. Yeah. Well thank
done.
You.
Well done. Okay. This table?
So for number one, she was constantly tempting him, and the last time they were alone and there was no one in the room. Number two, she might have been nasty looking or just ugly, or maybe more likely, he loved the Lord too much. And number three was he ran away.
Okay, so what we get out of that is The Lord was with him and granted him favor, even in prison. Now, if you read the whole story of Joseph, you know, the wife made it seem like Joseph was after her, and her husband got so angry that he threw him in prison. But even in prison, he had favor because the Lord was with him. He ran from temptation and made it clear to her he was not interested. And if you're bombarded with that every day, I'm sure it's very hard to run away. He believed that he would be sinning against God if he slept with her, and he had morals. He believed that by not sleeping with her because she's not his wife, it would be sinning against God, and we know that's right. So there's another story I'd like to read from Matthew 4, and this was where Jesus was tempted. So in Matthew 4, it says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell those stones to become bread.' Jesus answered, 'It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but on the word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the highest point of the temple. 'If you are the Son of God,' he said, 'throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.' Jesus answered him, 'It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.' Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. 'All this I will give you,' he said, 'if you bow down and worship me.' Jesus said to him, 'Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.' Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him." I think this is so amazing that every time Satan tried to tempt Jesus, he threw God's word back at him. But in the middle of that, even Satan knows God's word. But yet Jesus came back to him with God's word, and he couldn't fight it. Eventually he had to leave. How do we escape temptation? Does anybody have ideas on how we escape temptation? Absolutely, God is always watching you. Anybody else have anything to say? How do you escape temptation? Well, I found a few verses regarding this. And the first one, watch and pray. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Always watch what's going on around you. And when you feel like you're going into that temptation, stop and pray. Just stop and pray, because we're all human. Our flesh is weak, and sometimes to do those things is awesome, but there's consequences. The second thing, find the escape. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you will be able to endure it. So with that, isn't that amazing? He knows we're going to be tempted, but with every temptation, there's a way out. So just, yes, there's a way out. Look, there's an exit. There's always an exit when God's around. And this is the hardest one of all. Expect to grow. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. And this is the hard part of being a Christian. We're constantly pushed and prodded, and we have to grow. So those times when those temptations come, just seek the Lord's face. Ask him to show you the way out. And how can you learn from this? And also, you know, we're all human. We all fall, we all make mistakes, but that's when you ask God for forgiveness. Go on your knees and ask him to forgive you. I shared in the first service that this week has been the hardest week for me when it comes to temptation. When Pastor Mark asked me to share on temptation, I was focused on this, and this whole week I've been bombarded left, right, and center with temptations, and it's been silly things like my job. I have to deal with people, and it's all those people that I wanted to slap this week that were coming to me and asking me stupid questions, and it was really hard to be nice to them. Just silly things like that. But, you know, like, there's always a way out. There's always, God is always with you. He knows, he understands. So don't be afraid. Also, you know, temptation, going back to what it means, it's doing something wrong or unwise. So think twice. And I'm sure you guys go through a lot of temptation at school, saying ugly things when you hear somebody saying something about somebody, or a nice girl walks past and, you know, I don't know what you guys think, but ladies, when a handsome man walks past, you know, just hold back on those temptations. Ask the Lord what he thinks, how he feels about this person. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you are such an amazing, loving God. And Lord, we thank you that you've provided an escape for us when it comes to temptation, that you will not give us anything we can't handle. So, Father God, I just pray for each and every teenager here that this week that comes, Father God, if they are tempted, they will remember your word, Father God, that they will remember there's an escape and that you are with them. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless each child here in Jesus' name. Amen. And then next week, we are doing the breakout series, Heartache, because it is Valentine's Day. That's it. Thank you.